What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, the weather forecast, Don, there is an incredible amount of heat over the next few weeks. Now, that heat is mixed with moisture, but currently looking at my screens, we have Dease corn up 3.5 cents, which for corn is kind of a big deal in a market that so many people think is going to go so much lower, but time will tell. Obviously, we need to get through this critical time of pollination, and heat can affect that very much. Big heat in the northern plains and the Midwest. We'll see if the rains follow it up and make a record crop.
We're at the end of the month, end of the quarter. What does that do to us for the trade?
2020 has been a heck of a year, and we're only halfway through, and it's not going to stop. We have an election in November. We have end of the month squaring up. July futures need to be liquidated here today. We have end of the quarter stocks report from USDA, which always seems to provide a lot of volatility, or at least be prepared for volatility. So end of the month, end of the quarter, look for volatility in stocks, look for volatility in grains. Should be some fireworks here coming in to the 4th of July.
So what's not hot in this market?
Well, just the overall amount of corn that the American farmer's holding. When you look at the amount of corn that's on basis contracts that they're trying to roll, they've lost control of the corn, and they're long 2019 bushels still. They're getting ready to produce a big crop on big acres on 2020 bushels and acreage, and they're going to farm in 2021. We have nowhere to go with this corn right now as ethanol industry's changed, exports have changed. It's a very turbulent time in the corn market. We're dealing with corn, when I look out into the futures market, pretty much 370 corn for the next 4 years. That's not hot. Those numbers don't work for clients, Don.
We're effectively looking at really holding on to three different crops here, aren't we?
I've seen people do it. Yeah, if your crop's having a birthday, that's not a good day.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, based at Mayville, North Dakota.